I love you too. Thanks for your help. Always. Bye, darling. Mark. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, the president of the Edge, and we're grateful you've chosen to spend a few moments with us this morning. You're going to be especially blessed because today we're being challenged by Mark Smith, who is the chaplain for ITC Companies out of West Point, Georgia. And Mark's just a great brother and a guy who never ceases to bring much needed insight into my personal journey. So looking forward to him doing that with all of us this morning. So Mark, it's all yours.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on, Kevin. Appreciate being here with all of y'all. I want to start off with a question, if possible. And it's not to be offensive or anything like that, but a quick question. Why are you so afraid? This is a question that Jesus asked his disciples, and it's one that I wanted to ask you today, okay? At first, you're probably like, I'm not afraid of anything, but just stay with me and let's talk about it, you know, because we're not the first to encounter fear. When I look at a scripture in Mark chapter 4, it's a scripture that a lot of you guys are very familiar with. Chapter 4, verse 35, it says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. And a furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. And the disciples woke him and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified, and they asked each other, who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? Let's think about that picture real quick, okay? So they're going on the Sea of Galilee, and they're in these boats, and multiple boats, and multiple people in every boat, and this storm comes up, and you got wind, you got these small boats, you got wind, you got waves crashing over them. And it's not a picturesque moment. It's a furious moment where you got winds and waves just slamming into their faces. I can imagine if I'm sitting in the boat, there's lots of yelling going on. Hey, get the sail up, get it down. You know, everybody paddle this way. You got their hair and you got the wind and the waves and it's just slapping them in the face. And it's just chaos, mass chaos. Everybody in the boat is just wondering what in the world is going on. And the reality is, we've all been in that type of situation, not necessarily on a boat, but in life, right? We go through transition times and we go through hard times and we feel like we're caught in a storm that we have no way of knowing which way is up, which way is down, and we can't get our footing. And we feel, it's almost like we're seasick, where we go through these times of transition in our life and it's just like, hey, I can't get my balance. What is going on, right? The reality is part of what makes us human is the ability to assess our present activities and forecast in the future, right? The problem with that is that we do it with a personal bias. We do it with a personal bias of past experiences. And our default is often just to ask, hey, how does what's going on around impact me? And so when I started off by asking, why are you so afraid? You may have thought, well, I'm not really afraid. But the reality is, I think there are some subliminal fears that we all have in our minds, and they don't really surface until difficult times arise. And I talk with people all the time as a chaplain in our company that these fears come up. We ask questions in our job like, hey, am I the weak link on this team? Are we going to be successful with this project? Do I have what it takes to lead this team? Are we going to be able to pay the bills? Or in our family life, we ask questions on the inside, like, are we going to make it through this? When my kids grow up, are they going to want to come back home and hang out with us? Am I going to be okay in retirement? We ask all these questions, right? And what's the result of that? It's fear. just like you're on these disciples on this boat, and the wind and the waves are crashing, and they're asking these questions. What question are they asking? Are we going to die? And so when we experience these fears, it impacts the way that we talk to others, okay? And it burns bridges, and it affects the way that we talk to ourselves. And it's debilitating and paralyzing when we experience these fears. So in these moments, what should we do? What should we do? I don't know if you've ever been seasick. If you have, just kind of raise your hand. You've been seasick or car sick or something like that. What's the number one thing that people tell you to do when you're car sick or seasick? It's look on the horizon. Look to the horizon. And I want to encourage you, if you're in a transition right now that you're like, man, what is going on? Look at the horizon. Take a step out of the storm of the chaos that's going on around you and look at the big picture of your life. Look at the big picture. And just like the disciples did in that boat, man, they didn't know what to do, but they knew who could help. And they went to Jesus. And it was almost like their last resort. And they came to Jesus and they got him up. He was sleeping. He wasn't afraid at all because he knew he was bigger than the storm. He was more powerful than the storm. And so if you're caught in a storm right now, I want to encourage you, look at the horizon, look at the big picture of your life and cling to Jesus, because the reality is that he has more power than anything that's going on in your life. We're all leading people. And I want to encourage you to lead your people with that knowledge. Okay. I'm going to close with just a quick story. Take about 1 minute more. I've got 6 kids. My youngest one's name is Olivia. She's 8 years old. And 2 weeks ago, she had to go to the dentist and have a cavity filled on her bottom tooth. Now, I don't know how long it's been since you've had a cavity filled, but what they do is they give you a shot back here and it numbs the whole half of the jaw. Okay. And she got that shot and it was about a 4 o'clock in the afternoon appointment. And it was numb for a couple of hours, all the way to the point where we were sitting down for dinner. It was 6 p.m. that night. We're at the dinner table. And she's real numb and she can't talk. And I see this fear come over her face. And I said, "What's wrong, Olivia?" She's like, "I can't eat." And Daddy, is it going to be like this forever? And as a dad, I'm thinking, well, no, obviously not. But in her 8-year-old mind, she's wondering, is this going to feel like this forever? And I assured her that it wasn't. The reality is, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your team is going through, I want to encourage you guys to remember, it's not going to be like this forever, all right? You can be okay. You can hold on to Jesus, and it's going to be just fine. Thanks for having me.